This is Bank Sylvia. Don't judge the cover. Don't judge the cover is my topic this evening. Joel is sitting in the bus and he's heading for El Paso. He comes from the East Coast, and while he's sitting in the bus, he thinks about his last weeks at home. He is a high school dropout, and he has been labeled with learning disabilities. And he's now going for his dream. And his dream is going to California and search the waves and surf the waves. And then on to Hawaii, where he thinks he would like to live for the rest of his life. And while he's thus thinking, he arrives in El Paso and steps out of the bus. And while he steps out, he looks over to a bench, and there he sees a bum sitting with his old dirty clothes and long beard, a newspaper next to him on the bench. And as he passes the old man stops him and says, "Did you run away from home?" Joel stops and says, sort of, but not really, thinking how his dad had brought him to the entrance of a freeway, saying, "Son, you've got to go for your dream." Well, the old man asks him, "Do you want a coffee? You want to come and drink a coffee with me?" "Well, a soda would be fine." So they go to the next drugstore and have a soda. And the old man asks him some more questions. And then he tells him, "Come on, I want to show you something." And he brings him to the library and tells him to sit down at the table, and he disappears behind the bookshelves. And then he comes back with some old books, some old volumes, pretty worn out and pretty beaten up. He puts them on the table in front of Joel and he says, "Do you know the authors of this book?" Joel looks at them: Plato, Aristotle, philosophers. "Yeah, I've heard of them, yes." "Well," the old man says, "the lesson here is, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. What do you think now? Do you think I'm a bum?"
Yeah, that's what I think, yes,"
Joel has to admit.
"Well, my story is that where I'm coming from, I'm one of the wealthiest men. I have all the riches that one can only dream of. But a year ago, I lost my wife, and somehow life like I've lived it didn't mean a thing to me anymore. So I told myself, I'm going out in the world for a year and just live as a bum, with nothing in my pocket, just seeing how I get something to eat and a place to sleep. You see, never judge a book by its cover. And the same goes for human beings. And that's naturally what we teach too. We teach, don't look at appearances. Look beyond appearances." And I mean, if
I just imagined these books laying there on the library table and all the wisdom that they have in them. How much more wisdom is in a person that I need? All the wisdom of the universe, all the beauty of the universe. But I have to see it, I have to find it. And you know what, Joel, that young guy, today he is a priest and a philosopher and a writer and an absolutely charismatic speaker, businessman, as well as movie stars love to go and listen to his lectures. That's the dropout from high school who met a bum who put some seeds in his soul, and they have grown beautifully. In a way, I would say it's this old concept of the beauty and the beast. How can I look at the appearance of a beast and see the beauty? I mean, when I watch a movie in that category, there are so many, because the metaphor that it has to tell is really powerful. And it's almost overwhelming to watch the beast. And I imagine myself in that role to find the beauty. And naturally, always I am confronted with the same revelation. I first have to find it in myself. Because either the beauty or the beast is merely a reflection of who I am. And that's what these stories all try to tell me in no uncertain words. Don't judge the book by its cover. And so it is.